Okay. Let's start the disclaimer first. Hi, this is Local Bro Girl, and if you're listening to this audio from a source that isn't my Reddit, or sorry, a source that isn't from my Reddit or my Soundgasm account, then that means the site that you're at has re-uploaded my audio without my permission. So I really appreciate it if you could listen to my voice from my account. Thank you. Okay. Now that that is out of the way, let's talk. You know what I came to realize recently? Jealousy is a very, very ugly emotion, and it's incredibly fucking annoying. So you see, what started off as a little, ooh, what if I teased you for a while by not posting? It kind of turned into a weird mixture of insecurity, fear, and ultimately jealousy. It's like suddenly my mind was plagued with the thought, what if you didn't think about me anymore? Your poor, sad, and lonely baby doll only wanted to tease daddy for a while, especially if he was taking part in No Nut November and had to restrain himself from the pleasures of orgasming. And, you know, even if you weren't taking part this year, or had failed, I just wanted to be a tease, you know, to make you want me, to beg for me. But if you're listening to this, it means that the plan fell through, and I ended up being the one who's desperate and needy for you. See, it was gonna be like a grand plan, like I don't post for 10 days, and then I drop a little shit post just to be more of a tease. And then wait another 10 days before I post a proper one that would give you the release that you needed. So the plan was that, okay, on the 20th, I would post the one, like the script fill of the script fill of Let Me Ding Your Doll. And then on the 30th, I would post like a grand slam one, as some might say. And it was kind of meant to be a tease because, you know, I thought it might be kind of fun if, how should I say, like, if you broke your No Nut November streak because of me. Yeah, so it was the big release was meant to be posted on the 30th. But I guess I'm just impatient. After all, I couldn't even wait the full 10 days to drop the shitpost. And it's what, the night of the 25th of November. And I'm recording this. Just 5 more days. And I couldn't wait. I mean, you know, I thought it would be fun and exciting. Like, I had a whole note. I had 2 notes, actually, full of, like, ideas and things I wanted to say, you know, like a, like kind of just like pointers so that I know what to say during like the little ramble fair and everything. And I wanted to be in the dominant position for once, because don't you think it's funny when daddy's all tied up and he's the one pleading for his baby doll to give him pleasure? It would be so embarrassing for daddy to be dominated by his submissive little baby doll, don't you think? I mean, I wouldn't tell you to call me mistress. I don't care if baby doll doesn't make it seem like I'm in charge. I just like the irony of it. For you to beg, baby, please, daddy wants and needs you so bad. I want my baby doll to sit in my cock. I fucking need you, please. I always love a good role reversal. But that didn't happen because of the ugliest emotion known to mankind occurred, which is jealousy. See, in my original plan, I had written a line that said, I understand if you listen to someone while waiting for me. I don't mind. It's totally fine. I told 2 lies in that sentence. I do mind, and it's not fine. But very honestly, I do understand. Sometimes you just gotta do what you gotta do, and even if that means jacking off to someone else's voice, like, you know, understandable. I mean, it's not as if, like, I posted anything anyway, right? What would that mean for me during that period of silence? And that's where the fear, the insecurity, and the jealousy kicked in. I started to get paranoid. I was like, what if daddy decided that he wanted someone else to be his baby doll and forgot all about me? What if I never will be daddy's number one ever again? I couldn't have that. But I just tried to reassure myself and just tell myself, no, I will have him back. He will come back to me. Because I'm number one, right? And with that doubt, you can tell that it didn't last long because it just kind of grew, it snowballed and everything, and I had taken so long to pose, and I was like thinking, like, if I were to pose one where I dominated you and became too greedy, too mean, what if you decided that was too much and left me? What if you just stopped listening because of that? That wouldn't be good for me, would it? Especially since I need all the attention in the world. So now, I'm sticking with what I know best. Being daddy's good little baby doll and cum slut. And, you know, even after you listen to this and you think that I could never be your number one, that's okay, it's your choice, and I understand. I am not for everyone. No, I'm exclusive, somewhat. But you know, I'd definitely be happy if you made me your number one. So, I thought about you a lot for the past couple of weeks. And I felt really frustrated when I was getting myself off but was unable to record it. All because of some dumb challenge that I ultimately threw away. I mean, I did record myself once, but the temptation to post it was too much, and my stupid pride got in the way, and so I kind of just like deleted it. But I felt so much relief when I was recording myself, daddy. I wanted to please you so much. I wanted to let you know that your cock filled me so nicely, and that it was me, just for my tight, wet pussy. I was so fucking desperate for you, and like, every time I got myself off, I was always under your control. Like, I cared so much about what you thought, and how you would use me, and I'm not gonna lie, that was a little fantasy. We had just kept going over and over again, making me orgasm so many times, and I was extremely exhausted the next day. My legs were so sore, and even though it was fun, I was really upset I couldn't record it for a stupid challenge I had for myself. Well, not for a stupid challenge, because of the stupid challenge, like, words are failing me. But who knows, maybe one night, if I find the stamina to do so, I'll record myself overstimulating myself for your listening pleasure. Tonight, I'm wearing lingerie that I recently bought. And you might be wondering, is this some kind of bride? And yes, daddy, it is. This is your baby doll showing herself off to you in hopes of winning back your affection and attention after being such a bad girl. So, I have bought two sets. And tonight, I'm wearing the lacy pastel blue one. And I must say, because, you know, I've never really owned pretty lingerie before, I do feel like daddy's special baby doll when I wear this. I haven't worn it out yet, because I was hoping to ruin them for you, with the thought of you, with you listening to me. I can't lie, daddy. I haven't even started touching myself. And I feel myself getting so fucking wet. panties is soaked and my pussy is begging for a cock. So please, daddy, please. Let me have your cock. Use your baby doll however you want. She's extremely sorry for trying to tease you all this time, so please. Please, daddy, I want your cock so bad. I need it so bad, please. You literally have me eating out the palm of your fucking hand. I'm just gonna slip my hand under the waistband of it. Kinda just playing with my clit a little bit. Record this and know that I'm most probably gonna post it the moment I'm done. Please don't tease me. Please don't tease me. I know I've been a bad, I've been a bad girl, but please, I want your cock so bad. I want you inside me so bad. No one can fill me out the way like you do for me. Oh my god. You feel so good inside me. Oh my god. I've waited so long for this. You probably wouldn't let me go because I've been such a bad girl. Oh my god. Fuck, I'm so fucking I'm so bad. Please. Oh my God. Fuck. I'm like fucking dizzy. I'm like numb. Oh shit. Well, the one thing's for sure. These panties definitely need to be washed. I'm really sorry for being such a fucking tease. Maybe you didn't know that, like, I was trying to be a tease, but. Okay, I'm gonna go now. Okay. I hope that made you rethink your choice and that you'll still let me be your baby girl. Hopefully. Thank you, Daddy.